Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. Parliament has a new Māori member with National's Tama Potaka winning the Hamilton West by-election. His election night majority was more than 2,000 votes over Labour's Georgie Danzy. Axe James McDowell came third and former MP Gaurav Sharma, whose resignation forced the by-election, was fourth. Mr Potaka has been working as chief executive of Ngaitaiki Tamaki. Official results, which include special votes and overseas votes, will be released on December the 21st. Meanwhile, National has again selected Dale Stevens from Te Rārawa as its candidate in Christchurch Central. In the 2020 election, Mr Stevens was 14,000 votes behind Labour's Duncan Webb. He's currently the Director of Māori Partnership at New Zealand Trade and Enterprise in Christchurch and also chairs New Zealand Māori Tourism. Technology entrepreneur Sir Ian Taylor of Ngāti Kakangunu says he hopes the Royal Commission into the COVID-19 response doesn't end up being a whitewash. The Commission is due to report back in mid-2024, including making recommendations for preparations for any future pandemic. Sir Ian was critical of the government's lottery for managed isolation places and tried to create an alternative for business travellers to self-quarantine. He says while the first border closure in March of 2020 was the right thing to do to keep the country safe, the government dropped the ball when the second wave struck the following year.
The first response was perfect. We then spent 16 months bathing in the glory and did absolutely nothing about it. The Commission of Inquiry needs to be looking at what did the government do, who did they take advice from, who did they listen to in the 16 months while we bathed in the glory and didn't make any changes.
Sir Ian says Kiwi Technology could have built a system that prioritised urgent cases to get back into the country, but the government ignored the offer of help. And the Taranaki Whanganui Rohe is this week hosting the premier sporting event of Aotearoa's Kurukaupapa Māori Aho Matua. Organising committee member Tessa Moanakake says 32 kura from Waihopai in the deep south to Te Hiku in the far north are attending for everything from netball, basketball and touch to revitalised Māori games like Kiorahi and Hupuariki. The schools will also march through New Plymouth to celebrate the resurgence of kaupapa Māori in the last 50 years.
Te rima te koutou o te petihana Māori, a rātou mā ngā tamatoa. And really, you know, with the celebration of kohanga reo, whā te koutou, it's just a celebration of the success of te reo Māori amongst our kura kaupapa Māori, aho matua, and being Māori and proud to be Māori.
Tēsā Moanakake. She says it's good to be able to gather again after the pandemic shut everything down for nearly 2 years. And te hoa mā, that's Wātea News, which you'll always find on wateanews.com.